Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
No, hold on. God,
Michael. Sounds like he's got a transistor radio
Michael,
down there.
God damn it, you stupid dip.
Oh. Hi.
Hey, no. That was even faster than when you came back on Tuesday. That was
23
seconds.
Beautiful music on KAMBR, San Francisco.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to beautiful South Florida. Hope you're enjoying everything. I'm Mike O'Mara, and we're going to get 7 inches of rain in 20 minutes today. I hope I survived the show. We've gone from a drought to a lot of rain.
So I sing you to...
All right, hold on just a second.
After the flooding.
I've been working my way up to getting some sandbags around the exterior of my property. Seems like we have quite a problem here with a bit of rain in South Florida. It's been raining for 48 hours, and I'm drowning.
All right, hold on, let me try.
Swimming my way.
Washington's winner, all hit, WAVA.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike O'Mara. How you doing? I want to say a fond farewell to a guy that means a tremendous amount to me, a guy that's influenced my career a tremendous amount. The man's name? Tom Curine. 34 years with Channel 4, NBC 4 in Washington, D.C. What a good guy he is, ladies and gentlemen. I love Tom. He's the basis for Noncommittal, a great character that I've done for years because he never committed to a forecast in his life. Okay, Tom, hey, listen, out with the old, in with the new. So long, and don't let the door hit you in the ass.
Now, the original press release said it was a 40% chance of him retiring. And he wasn't gonna stick to it. He said, you know, there could be a cold front coming in and I may stick around.
Don used to point out that his name was Burger Jeff.
That's right.
When he was a DJ.
Disc jockey, Burger Jeff.
So Tom Curine, so long. Safe travels. I wish you adieu. They do a lot of movement of the anchors and TV personalities down here in South Florida.
Because you guys are the proving grounds,
yeah, what
right?
market number are you roughly? Do you know?
3,000.
Ah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
We are market number. I don't know, but they just brought a lady in from like Nebraska and they booted out the older lady and she's going to work for the Crab Shack. So it just reminds me of how fabulous broadcasting is every now and then, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm Mike O'Mara. We're getting some weather down here. Boy, steady stream of tropical moisture just coming in off the Gulf of Mexico. But up in D.C., looks like you're getting a little rain, too. Is that accurate? Would that be right?
It's overcast.
We got some sprinkles yesterday in and out,
your
but now it's hot and humid.
Your microphone is so not level right now.
Is he loud or is he?
This is what I heard.
I was way off the microphone because I knew I was going to do the loud
bit. He was doing
the loud
bit.
Get up close to it.
Like you mean it.
Today is going to be, there's going to be some sprinkles, but mostly humid and muggy and 80
degrees.
Hey,
Pony Boy, is it okay if I take a phone call?
You absolutely can.
Let's do that. There's someone calling in. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this?
Mike O'Mara, Sean Baker.
Sean Baker. How are you,
Bill
Sean?
Sean,
you say that. Are we acquainted with one another?
Yeah, like
Sean?
We should know.
Well, just after 23 years of listening.
Oh, okay. Sean, all right. Well, that's cool. I'll accept that. That's good.
Hey, the live show is bleeding over the replay.
Oh. Pony?
Matthew?
Thanks for the heads up, man. Appreciate that. Well-oiled machine here.
Why is the live show coming over anything?
How is that even possible?
Isn't the live show supposed to be? Sean, are you talking about the app?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
right, so what do you tell us exactly? Don't be shtick.
Be coy.
Just tell us, what are you hearing on the app right now?
Well, on the app, I was hearing your start to the show as well as the best of playing.
Oh, okay.
Is that even
everything? Is
could it be that you were on hold And then
oh,
you
no,
heard...
no, no.
Okay.
I wouldn't dare call on a Tuesday.
Well, it might... what he
That's
done,
great.
What Sean has found is right our... Now. He's found our new feature that we hadn't announced yet. Two for Tuesday, where we actually run two shows
Let me check.
At once.
Right. Let me check.
I'm happy to be the first.
So we're now, so you're... Has it cleared up since you started talking to us?
He's on hold, so you wouldn't hear it.
I'm calling from the beautiful app, which means I'm just hearing you live.
I'm listening, Mike.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold, and I'll come right back to you, Sean.
Oh, no, it's just one source now. It's just one source now, Mike. I just listened to it.
All right, here we go. Sean, are you there?
I'm there, sir.
All right, is it better now? Was it better when I put you on hold?
Yeah, it's just the one.
Just the one.
Okay, good. Okay.
Yeah, just double-checked it.
What are we, is just like a super quick fix to
I imagine if we're stopping down one station, which is the 24-hour station,
right
and
on.
Pulling yeah. one up, we just have to be a little more timely about the time so it doesn't overlap. So we got to stop down and pull up.
Pause longer.
Do you corroborate that,
Doctor?
O-ringer of hands?
Absolutely. It usually isn't a problem, but I guess it just buffered or something.
Do you concur?
I concur.
Okay,
I'm a system tester. This is what I do.
I concur. Call in all the time.
I concur. That's the line from Catch Me If You Can.
Fantastic.
Hey, Sean, thanks for looking out for us, and we urge everybody. Sean, I love listeners when they do that. I really do.
Thank you very much
for doing that. It means you
Have
care.
Have a great day, guys.
All right, take care, Sean. Thank you very
much.
That's
look into Professor Bloom's technology room.
I concur. That's actually one of my go-tos. I do not skip that movie very often.
So great film.
I mean, he is just so full of it. And Amy Adams as the candy striper that he befriends. And the casting is movies, man. If you
You're
put
right.
the right cast in there, Martin Sheen as the father. You know, oh, you went to that school. Did you have that old son of a gun professor
with a hound?
Yeah. Yes. And you know what? Great sequences of him just like. Sliding stickers off of toys.
Right,
just,
exactly.
I mean, long, yeah, yeah. long, really in-depth look at what he did. And have you ever read the book?
No.
The book is great. The
and
book
and he went on to be like a consultant. What's his Frank
Abagnale?
Abagnale?
Look
Abagnale?
For his appearances on Carson. They're on YouTube.
Because he is a known forgery expert.
They brought him in.
They
brought him into to beat the other side. Fascinating book and a great interview.
Mike,
speaking
of briefly, we had. By the way, if you're a Tech 411 fan, new episode coming out today. We spent.
I think I just heard cheers in the street.
We spent all of 6 hours yesterday prepping for the show as we watched the Apple announcement for 3 hours here in studio.
What is Apple doing? Just a little tease. What is Apple? Isn't Apple doing something? They've got a new product.
Mike, they're catching up. Is what they're doing. They are catching up, and they've got speakers called HomePods, which is the big buzz. Nothing about that.
It was like a half announcement yesterday.
Yeah,
right?
No new iPhone announcement.
What, like Bluetooth speakers, like the Sonos, great speakers that you gave me for up in Maine, and now Apple's coming out with their
own. They're supposed to be better than Sonos, but they're more expensive.
Of course they are. That's what Apple's doing.
Yeah.
Steve Jobs, man. I mean, that was the driving force.
Yeah,
that
a lot of tears, really. But made a lot of money.
I got the tape of yesterday's announcement.
You do.
I do. Yeah, so we can follow.
The Apple.
Hey. Briefly, just to stay on topic, the
Apple.
Counterfeiting, right?
Yes.
We talk about Catch Me If You Can. The idea, and this is just Todd had posted a quick sidebar as far as the technology is concerned, that leak that came from the NSA.
Yeah.
The printers in today's, like the high-end printers, I didn't know they did this. They actually print like little coded yellow dots on documents that. You could basically decode and see where and with, on what computer at what time anything was printed.
Where are they?
Mm-hmm. You can't see
well,
them.
That would be appropriate
the naked
for
eye.
That lady that just got busted at the.
That's
NSA
how she got busted.
She got busted because she printed something. Right?
Yeah, the PDF that was sent. If I have this correct, the PDF that was published wasn't a big deal, but when you look at the images or the pictures,
mm-hmm.
they've got of the originals. That's what outed her because they're able to look at the yellow dots. And see where it came out.
MF and
dots.
That's why you can't print money anymore, Mike. Because these same yellow dot technology. When you print money or try to counterfeit, is placed on these dollar bills.
Let me ask you. Well, first of all, the NSA lady was working at a company in Georgia, so it's not actually DC.
Contract.
Let me ask you this: being in DC right now,
yes.
right? Being downtown, where our studios are, in the nation's capital, we are a walk to the White House from where
yes.
we are. We're in the
1.2 miles,
this.
Mike.
Is there any sense? I mean, obviously, the government. Let me go back. Let me go back.
Please,
two steps.
Yes.
I've worked in DC for a long time. the fact is, the people in the burbs, the people in the city, the people that come in and do their work, it really, you'd be very surprised at how little the day-to-day machinations of the government actually affect the people that live in and around Washington, D.C.
The only thing it really is consistently is traffic.
Yeah. Traffic.
That is really the what they
with
affect.
With that said, when you were talking about historical circumstances that seem to be breaking on a daily basis, when you're leading up right now to a hearing that's going to be kind of like a Super Bowl ratings-wise, where you're going to have the FBI director testify, I'm just wondering, is there any change to the vibe, more for Oscar because he lives down here than Rob, is there any change to the vibe with every single day another
story? Do you
story?
Remember at WJFK when all the stations across the country started flipping and people would ask you about, hey, like, I heard radio's in a tumultuous time right now.
Yeah.
Like, what's happening? Do you remember that?
I remember that.
Okay.
It was not fun.
Remember that one time that things just got numb and you're like, it's just this business. Things are crazy.
It's just so people say you're from D.C. Oh, hey, what's you get numb to it, right?
Yeah. So here, and the people, you know, even some people that actually work in government that I'm friends with, it's like we don't even talk about it.
Yeah.
Because it's so numbing. And it's, by the way, you can only take in so much and try to understand, okay, can I absorb this story? Can I unpack what's happening here? And then some other story comes out.
It's incredible.
I'm more enamored by this overall idea that, you know, this whistleblower world that we live in now, that for years, whether you think it's right or wrong, people have just been throwing people under the bus left and right, right?
Uh-huh.
And the idea that they stood behind some sort of freedom of speech or people need to know. People got killed and people have been hurt. Like people that are not just Americans, but around the world, right?
Yeah.
And the idea now that you've got this story that's come out, and if you're listening to this right now and you don't know, it just broke yesterday, so I'm not going to blame you. But it says that they're alleging, the NSA is alleging that the Russians, in fact, did hack into a software company that ran some election software, right?
Right.
It's incredible because you've got one group that's focusing on the leaker, and then the story of the leak is kind of...
It's massive. It's something out of the Americans.
Yeah.
But it's also
a TV
coming...
show.
It's also obscuring the fact that, you know, the one consistent message we've gotten out of Washington, D.C. is they were talking about the fact that the Russians did not... They might have meddled.
They did not breach, but
they did not make any attempt to actually get into like the machines and all that.
Right.
Like, this is a story, Mike, talking about the fact that they were trying to get into the machines.
It was, the actual machines.
It was
right.
Just the tip, just for a little bit.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
They may have turned out the lights. They may have had sex.
Yeah. But also, when you talk about the mood in D.C.,
especially when Putin's on national television like two nights ago, just looking, is that a scary MF or two?
Oh my God.
When he's looking at Megyn Kelly,
seems like an okay guy to me.
Megyn Kelly, what's that?
Everybody that crosses that guy gets poisoned. Seems like an okay guy to me.
You know what?
Nice fella.
Because he is so disarming when you look at him, and I was trying to think, this guy is going, well, you know what, Megyn Kelly, with your pretty blonde hair, wouldn't you like to spend time in dungeon St. Petersburg? You know?
He wants to breach her machine.
You know what? It's become such a reality show.
You set the alarm for yourself.
You don't realize, as Oscar said, people die with all this back and forth going on here, and it's just stunning.
But with the 24-hour news cycle that didn't exist, say, 25 years ago, and social media and the immediacy of everything, being this close to D.C.
We are
isn't
in the middle
like,
of the belly of the beast.
But
Washington,
it doesn't feel
DC.
Like it did like 50
this.
Years ago.
It is all. And this
it's
because
it's nationwide.
It's not politics.
No.
It's a sheer. This is our government. This is our country.
Really, worldwide.
And there's just
yes.
this tiny deep down inside of me. And I tried not to listen to it
our
today.
Infrastructure.
There are a lot of pundits now that are saying things that are making me uneasy.
Sure.
I want to get through this time in our history and just make sure that we all go to work and we all take care of ourselves and that nothing really horrible.
And Mike,
happens.
So we are not at DEFCON 5 here in the DC area, at least
no,
for our social
they are,
circles.
We are in London, but we are not.
Yeah,
here.
But it is simply the every day you wake up, you're like, whoa, now. The only reason I brought all this up was because Frank Abagnale could not survive in today's printer world because of the yellow dots.
Chance. That's not right. Getting back on track. And the fact is, if you have not seen Catch Me If You Can, it is just, in my opinion, one of the most brilliant stories, and one of Leonardo DiCaprio's absolute best movies. You got Tom Hanks, you got Leo DiCaprio. What can go wrong with that? It's fantastic.
And of course, check it out. Don't forget about the mouse that fell into the bucket of cream until it turned into cheese.
Exactly. Yeah. Isn't that wonderful?
There's a mouse fell into a bucket of cream.
Well, it was butter, maybe not cheese.
We are
going to
miss that man when he passes.
He turned the cream into butter.
Okay, my bad.
Because he ran so fast.
I said cheese earlier. It was a misstep. Right. I was hoping for cheese.
Meanwhile, James Corden's still doing carpool karaoke. S&D, you can start the show now. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
The hell's this? Resting. Hurt my back. Get up.
Nope. My back's killing me.
Suit yourself. You're not getting your hours.
That Frank?
I'm pretty sure you're going to give me my hours.
Because if you don't, I'm going to sue you.
Hate to break it to you, smart guy, but you signed a waiver.
Signed a waiver with the city. But I'm not suing the city. I'm suing you, personally. And you know what? I think I'll bring that guy in with me and make it a class action thing.
That's crazy.
Crazy hasn't even started. I can also sue you for failure to approve community service hours. That's a direct violation of your duties as an agent of the state of New Mexico.
You're full of shit.
The waiver clearly states that waiver's going to make Swiss cheese look solid. And in a personal lawsuit, it's a fart in the wind.
You're never going to win that.
A lawyer's going to cost you about $90 an hour. You're looking at 8 to 12 months of litigation minimum.
I'll represent myself.
Great. Bring it on. You got a car? Get a house? A pension? Kiss it all goodbye. Look, the judge and I will gladly spend the next 5 years in the courtroom. But for you, it's expensive. It's very, very expensive. It's third mortgage expensive. So, I'm offering you a simple choice. You can go to your wife. You can explain to her you're about to lose your job, your pension, whatever pinhole of a reputation you've got at the bowling alley on Global Sundays. Or let my friend here visit his sick daughter in the hospital, and you can let me rest my back on the sacred, now litter-free New Mexico soil. Oh, and we keep our hours.
Fine.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
That's Better Call Saul and our friend Frank Diehl, who we interviewed last week on the program. A great scene between the two. I haven't seen it yet.
I stayed up past my bedtime. Last night might be the best episode of the year.
Oh, my God.
There's even
fantastic.
A terrific pratfall.
Oh, that's awesome. I look forward to it right after the week after we interview the dude. He gets that big scene on Better Call Saul. That's great. Live from the Pfeiffer Studios at our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the now.
And
we are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show, all of them, all at once, playing all at the same time, all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and we are brought to you by one of my favorite apps, Texture.
Love it.
It seems like now we need magazines more than ever for moments of information, inspiration, and comic relief. That's why we need Texture more than ever. Texture is the app that gives you unlimited access to over 200 magazines right on your tablet or smartphone. Texture is totally searchable, has daily recommendations and exclusive interactive features, videos, and more. Texture normally $9.99 a month, but if you sign up right now at texture.com/TMOS, you will get a 14-day free trial. Texture gives you access to every magazine you desire for less than a few individual subscriptions, and that takes care of clutter. We used to have magazines all over the O'Mara household. Now we've got them all, and we've got them all on our smartphones and tablets. Texture, one of Apple's top 2016 iPad apps. So start your free trial right now.
When?
right now. Okay. Texture is offering our listeners a 14-day free trial. When you go to texture.com/TMOS, that's 14 days to try Texture absolutely free. When you go to texture.com/TMOS, get busy reading way more for way less. texture.com/TMOS, and we thank you, everybody. Item number one,
yes,
on the Mike O'Mara Show. We normally don't lay this out like a news magazine on the weekend, but I will tell you, item number one, Facebook friend requests.
Mm. Ah, yes.
The issue of today. Last night, I did a little editing on my friends list, which
Tighten
I intend to do when there happens to be a thread that disturbs me, and I'm like, okay, time to move some people. So I did, and I went to my friend requests, and when I went to my friend requests, I noticed that the first two were like Bambi LaForge.
Ooh.
And Tiffany Oriola. You know, it was
nice. Where
it just seemed to me, and I came in, the first thing I said to the guys this morning, I said, what is the deal with these hooas that are
hookers, Mike.
Asking for my...
Your friend request is littered with hookers.
Like, they look like porn stars.
Yes.
That are asking me for friendship, and it's disconcerting. I don't...
I'm glad you're getting them too, because I thought it was somehow getting to me through my dad.
I thought that my porn surfing and my Facebook were not related. So why are... And then Rob said, you get them too, and then Oscar said, I've gotten them too, and Oscar said he could shed some light,
yes,
on this particular
gentleman,
subject, why I'm getting friend requests from whoas.
Were you MySpace guys before you got into Facebook?
I MySpaced for like maybe 3 weeks because we had to find a picture of a guest, and that's the only reason I MySpaced, and that was it.
I don't even remember. It's too long ago.
Were you on Friendster?
No.
No.
Okay, just double checking. Well,
why are you speaking in the past tense? I live at Friendster.
The reason why I'm asking this is because at a certain point within both of those platforms, and especially MySpace. And
hey, to interrupt you, Oscar.
Yes.
Tony, do I need to turn on sticky keys?
Sticky key? No.
Do you want, well, it, you know,
that's
I hate
how
it when you talk to me with that tone. With that tone, I'm only asking you.
What about sticky rice?
It was on my somebody just turned it off. Somebody
did you hit shift 5 times?
No.
What?
That's what turns on sticky keys.
Sticky keys.
No, well, no, it's not because I didn't.
Yeah, don't be a dick about it.
Either. Yeah, Pony.
Mike, I know sticky rice. I don't know sticky
Pony,
keys.
Pony, are you okay, Pony?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just trying to figure out why you're getting the sticky keys.
Your brain has the sticky on it.
I'm just trying to figure out why that happened.
It said something about sticky keys, and I just popped up on my screen. Go ahead, Oscar. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no problem. Look, like sticky keys, I really couldn't give you the answer to why it's happening, but at a certain point, every platform gets spammed.
Right.
And spam comes with, McGee and her friends because they...
Tease McGee.
They, like any other man or malware that's being driven, know that guys are dumb and they want pretty girls to be their friends. So they'll click through and then they'll get spammed.
So it's kind of a form of hacking?
It's
is that
spam.
What it is?
Spam.
It's spam.
It's spam.
Spam.
I do know this is that oftentimes, you get the alert up top that says that Tease McGee wants to be your friend. And when you click delete as opposed to accept the friend request, it says that the platform is gone. The page is gone. So they're only around for like a day.
If you accepted... there it is. I'm going to read this again. It says sticky.
Oh, no. Mike, I hit it. I made it go away. Oops, I made it go away.
So if I accepted the friends of one of these buxom women,
yeah,
would it start like a just a groundswell of these requests coming in? Would they...
Oscar?
See,
no.
Oh, he acknowledged one of them. We've got a rube. We've got a rube here, Mr.
No, because I've been getting these spam requests for, I would say, the better part of the last 6 months.
Yeah.
I actually told a friend of mine I was wrong. I said, maybe it's time to get off the Facebook investment train because he had a bunch of stock in it. And I said, sir, it's at 150. How much further can it go? I was wrong. It went up more. I said,
no, if you can invest in anything, it's Family Dollar green beans.
Yes. But it was a friend of mine in Arizona. He said, why? I said, when you start getting spam on your social media account, it means that things are going south.
What if you get a PM that says, what's in the bag, my brother?
Family Dollar mouthwash.
I would
what's
be excited.
In the bag, my brother?
I would be excited. That would be
Murphy or soap.
Everybody that's attractive that requests me is spam. And I stopped even hoping that it was somebody that was a listener to this program.
About a year ago.
I'm not saying our listeners are ugly. I'm talking about the glamour shots. The glamour shots with cleavage and ash.
Yeah, I get it. I got one about a year.
Those are all fake accounts.
About a year ago, a woman dressed entirely in fur with her makeup perfect. And my reply to her on, I didn't accept it. I just sent her a message. I said, have we met?
You are such a rube.
No,
why
I knew.
Would you even write that?
I knew.
That's
I knew.
The horny factor.
Yes.
He wanted to get a little taste of that. Have we met? Yes, Rob. There was that one time at the appearance that you did.
Yeah, and
I was at Jimmy's in the back.
And then she replied.
Blade air freshener.
Thank you. I was just so intimidated.
By the way, speaking of friends on Facebook, personal message?
Yes.
And I would like this individual to, in the event that you are interested in getting back in my good graces, you'll have to communicate through Mr. Spiewak, who still has a friendship with you. Lev, we invited you into our studio.
Into our lives.
We've welcomed you into our lives. As many of you know, I'm not a big one for visitors in the studio, but we make exceptions periodically, and we welcome you into the bosom of our family. You were grateful. We were grateful. And
his wife as well.
Yesterday, that was the last negative thread that you're going to like and check if it's bashing the show. Lev, I sent you to the island. And Lev, if you are interested in getting back in my good graces, please, all correspondence should go through Mr. Spiewak.
Thank you very kindly. Send it to my direct email, please, or just phone me.
Thank you very much. Yes, and let Rob know, because as of now,
did he actually post anything?
You are deceased to me, Lev.
Did he post anything negative, or did
he
just
liked it?
Oh,
he liked a horrible, trolling, snarky thread, and I went, And because I've corresponded with Lev before, and I
names
said,
names,
he does.
He's been unmasked by me, and you know,
do you think it could have been a miscommunication? Because he didn't understand the flavor of the thread, because English is not his first language.
That is absolutely not true.
Okay, just checking.
We all have Google.
Yes.
Yes, there's absolutely no way. So, but I consider this to be a the beginning of a negotiation. You know that I extend the.
What are you going to get out of it? Wooden shoes?
No, I mean, you know, it's just, I think he's been a passionate supporter of the show. But if you're a passionate supporter, you don't you don't like somebody who's just bashing me. And by the way, the nature of the thread was someone saying, I noticed in the last few days the show's got a little bitchy. I've had major surgery. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, we're lucky to have him, friend.
No, the fact
that's right.
Is,
let's
I came
cherish
back,
the moments.
Yes.
If I had, first of all, the
that's my gag.
That's right, Oscar. I could have died.
You could have died,
and still could.
Thing is, no, of course it's bitchy. It's bitchy. It's bitchy.
Well, happiest, the show is still bitchy.
Steve, the show's bitchy.
It's a bitchy
like the
show.
Bitchiness, step off. That's the way I look at it.
Step off. I'm doing the hump.
Yeah, it's frustrating though sometimes, because when I'm going through. And I brag to Carla sometimes. She say, "Oh, you know, if you're gonna unfriend him, you know, you're gonna run out of friends." I said, I have 5,000 friends, and I have 6,000 plus waiting,
right?
To be friends. I said, "I'm not. That's not what
outside
I'm
concerned
about.
Club Omera and the Red Velvet Rope. 6,000 people await."
So I think it's actually nice, and it's really cool when you have somebody that's waited a while and you friend them and you get a nice little message back, as I did from a couple of people last night. So that's kind of why.
How much real
I
estate did you free up?
25 slots.
That's pretty good.
Whoa.
Yeah. 25
get
slots.
In
I didn't,
while you
no,
can.
I didn't do it all at once. I had 25 because I haven't updated it lately.
Okay.
So I had 25. I dumped about 4 people. And then I had 25 slots waiting. But the thing that freaked me out was the first people, you know, was Boom Boom Pasties, you know, who was sitting there waiting to. And
Pasty
Oscar,
Macy.
Why are they at the top of it? Do they have like a program that puts them?
Oh, no, it's
up
the most
the
recent.
The...
Spam comes in most recent.
Okay, so spam comes in most recent.
Yeah.
So it's nothing I need to worry about. It's nothing I need
you know,
to
know, the garbage cans
with.
Will pile up, Mike.
He's
yeah,
not answering
stack
the
garbage cans.
Yeah, you go in and delete the request. Super easy.
You delete the request.
Yeah, and a lot of times, tell me this. Notice if it says. This profile is no longer active, because a lot of times those spam profiles.
See, I don't even click through.
Well, I know if you click delete, it'll
pervert.
Tell you. Shut up.
Yeah, he's a perv.
If you click delete, guys,
you dive into it because
if you click
look,
the top
the
of your sheet, listen,
from the tree.
Listen,
horn dog,
and learn.
You and
if
your
you
father,
do the drop
anybody
down
on Facebook that you can click on their breasts, you will.
I'm gonna unfriend you.
Some might say you did a long time ago.
Have you had trouble breathing after laughing from Mike's impressions? Do you have questions about Oscar's legal status? Have you been injured as a result of tripping over Rob's little sounds? Call into the law offices of O'Mara, Spiewak, and Santana. You can call the show at 9 a.m. every Wednesday at 888-920-6673. The offices of O'Mara, Spiewak, and Santana. Legal advice that we're not legally certified to give.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Are you, looking for the perfect employee?
Sure.
All you have to do is trust the best. ZipRecruiter. We've been telling you about ZipRecruiter for a while now, and they are the best. There's no question about it. They post your job to 100-plus job sites with just a click. Then their powerful technology matches the right people to your job better than anyone else. That's why ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them.
Yeah.
It's technology used for just laser-like precision to help you. Fact, over 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just 24 hours.
Wow.
Think about that if you run your small business, if you're an HR person, if you're out there trying to find the best person for your job. 24 hours and you could have the right person walking into your business. No juggling emails or phone calls. You screen, you rate, you manage candidates all in one place with ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use dashboard. It's fantastic. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. Right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Remember, try it for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS, and we thank you. I want to talk for just a second about sports in Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. and a few months back, a month or so back, our beloved Washington Capitals, and the fact that I've been a diehard Capitals fan, and we have so many, you know, Nationals fans and Wizards fans and Redskins fans, and there's no doubt that the championship drought in the city of Washington is starting to really get under sports fans' skin.
Yes.
In this town. I will tell you, last night I watched the Stanley Cup Finals with the Nashville Predators against the Pittsburgh Penguins, and man, oh man, oh man, what a championship run and a championship final does for a city. This town, they're calling the hockey town Smashville.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I have ever seen an expansion city, which I really still consider the team
sure.
to be. I've never seen a more joyous, raucous, throw the game almost incidental because of the nonstop party that's going on in Nashville. And I'm here to say to Washington, D.C., take some notes, because you know what we don't have? We don't have a championship game where there are people like somewhere else in the city that are gathering 1,000 strong, having a big party out in the square. We don't have
yeah,
it. They had
right.
it in Toronto. They had it in Nashville. And I used to go, I was a season ticket holder for the Washington Capitals. And I think people that are sports fans in Washington, D.C. will understand what I'm saying here. We've got great opportunities to have fun and support our teams. What we don't have is the unbridled, just party atmosphere of going to a sporting event where, yeah, the game is important. God knows you want your team to win. But the idea of just having the playoffs or having the championships, it just seems like every time I'd go to even a playoff game with the Washington Capitals, it would be happy if we win, race to our car. Sad if we lose, race to our car. There wouldn't be that sense of this kind of joy that I'm looking at with Nashville. Don't know what it's like in Pittsburgh. I know they're a big hockey town, and I know there are other wonderful cities around the country, but it's the same experience that I had when I went to Wrigley Field in Chicago, where, yes, there was a baseball game going on, but the overall event was the event. It's almost as though the people of the city recognize the fact that this is a diversion. I don't want to say they recognize the fact that it doesn't matter that much, because winning and losing does matter for every sports town. But they get it, that it's just, hey, we're here. We're going to have the best party. We're going to bring catfish to the game. People are flying in from all over the country just to be part of this. And in other cities, like Washington, you just get the sense that it's all about, if the win isn't happening, then the fun isn't happening.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I do put it on the fan base, because I do think, I've been to regular season. I even went to a playoff game this year. I think the Caps really, really roll it out. As an organization, they do everything they can within the environment.
Do they really?
I think they do.
Mike, I think we're a victim of... Some may say we are a victim of our own success, because you have so much industry and so much commerce and the transient population from around the country, really, even when they get a Caps fever, if you will, or Rock the Red.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
It's still, man, that was a great game. Got to get to my car. Got to get out of here.
Yeah. Where did you park?
Right.
That's the first question when you sit down and you make conversation at the Verizon. Where'd you park?
I get the
sense in Nashville that it's just kind of like, well, first of all, it's brand new, and there's nothing like
shiny
novelty. Nobody picked.
You remember
Nashville.
Baltimore when the Ravens started winning right away?
Yeah. It was transformed a little bit.
Yes,
but it's always seemed to me to be this kind of it's all about the win, and I understand that, and getting in. Obviously, they're in a championship series right now. But it just, I don't know, the joy.
The catfish.
You guys have been there longer than
the catfish wouldn't work in D.C. The man would have been arrested. It's Homeland Security.
Nobody would want to embarrass themselves.
The man had a fish in his pants.
Tell your story.
Okay, just briefly. And I have to give credit where credit's due. The morning roast on ESPN, Dominique Foxworth, one of the hosts there.
Who?
Yes.
ESPN had the guy who brought the catfish into.
Started the whole thing?
Yes, yes. The guy who acted. And they had him on the air, and they interviewed him, and they said, "Hey, what was the impetus? Like, what was your inspiration?" He said,
"I don't have enough background on the catfish to explain the whole catfish. The catfish
is it the equivalent of an octopus?
It's the octopus.
Yes,
they throw the catfish on.
Okay,
the ice.
It's the same thing. They had the balls to say that's not just Detroit. We're going to do this in Nashville. We're in the playoffs." The guy said that. And by the way, he was raising money for charity, even better.
Okay.
How can you hate the guy?
Yeah. The guy that was doing it in Nashville?
Yeah, the Nashville guy. Right. He told his friends he was going to do it. They're like, there's no way you're going to do it. And mind you, this wasn't a little cat. This is a catfish you see on TV on like Monster Hunters.
Okay.
River monsters.
The ones they noodle for.
Yes, you know? River monsters.
Hey, man, you got noodling?
He thought this out. This process was methodical. He had to run over the catfish with his truck twice to squish it down.
Oh, right? That is so disgusting.
And then once
can I just explain for a second before we go on?
Yes.
Because I think for purpose of context,
please.
Just for people that are A, not hockey fans, and B, don't know anything about this whole catfish deal.
Sure.
The Nashville Predators run to the Stanley Cup, has the catfish. People throw catfish on the ice. And, you know, if you're looking for why they do it, believe it or not, Nashville is now an honest-to-goodness hockey town. More than more people are learning. Back when the Predators launched in 98, a large portion of the fan base was made up of Red Wings-loving transplants.
Oh.
Rob, that's the whole octopus thing.
Makes sense.
And the legend of the octopus, of course, they threw the octopus when they decided to throw an octopus on the ice for good luck. I guess it's a good luck charm.
Yes.
Throwing the catfish.
That's the context.
It's fantastic.
So you're in Nashville. Really,
and of course, catfish was the subject of your news yesterday.
When you go noodling, noodling for catfish.
That's right. He reached out, though. I hope he don't buy me.
So the man, to get it in, because it's still an arena, a playoff arena. You got to get through security, right?
Yeah.
He tucked the catfish in his inner thigh with the head next to his crotch, right? And he shimmied on into the arena past security with a full catfish in his pants.
I would have loved to see the way he walked.
He was one of these fans that decided that when the good luck octopus was thrown, the stinky nasty, that they needed their own twist in Nashville.
Yes.
And so they went with the catfish. And it falls into the whole country music, Nashville type
down
of thing.
Down home and country. Good.
Here's what's great.
Carrie Underwood's husband is the captain.
Yeah.
The captain of the team.
Mike Fisher, you can't do it any better than this. And the thing is that you've got this now. This is what's great for sports is that you now have another destination in the United States.
I want to go to a game there.
Yeah,
I want to go.
Too. There's no place I'd rather be than Nashville right now. It's just so spectacular.
And 5 years ago, if I had told you, Nashville hockey town, you would have laughed me out. You would have laughed me out of the room.
I said, what are they doing putting a team there?
I remember when they got the expansion franchise, I said, what the F are they going to Nashville for?
Right.
But that's what makes it interesting and fun. This is a note. And listen, we have an entree into this world, okay? We have perhaps in our listener fan base, the number one Washington Capitals fan,
right?
William Stillwell, otherwise known as GOAT.
GOAT.
But GOAT, I will tell you, don't change anything you're doing. I'm not expecting you to. You continue to do what you do. But it is a reserved demonstration compared to like throwing a catfish.
GOAT's going to put a half smoke down his pants and throw it on there.
Or an actual GOAT.
And by the way, Oscar, did you ever go to a Capitals game where they had the guy in the space suit? Did you ever?
I never saw that. I never did.
Mike, are you sure that's not a Wayne Newton concert?
It was so jive. It was so completely jive. And
what's the year on that?
Oh, who knows? I mean, but it was just this guy that was in a space.
Okay.
And then he had a guy with a trumpet, you know, and stuff. The thing is, we need that kind of goofiness in D.C.
Yeah.
And you got.
I think the suits aren't going to take it.
Yeah, because
it's
the
same for the same reason where we got those wonderful tickets. The guy yelled at us. And he clearly knew you were just hammered and having fun. Todd and I.
It is.
Right.
Two hammered guys having fun, and someone yells at you.
Would I be, and I'm going to piss some people off here, would I be overstating it if I said, you tend to go to a Capitals game and there is a rather significant nerd factor at the Capitals game?
It's not nerdy. It's just everyone.
How about focus?
I think everyone feels like they're the one that's going to make the team win.
Yeah.
Like if you do anything,
burdened.
Yeah, burdened.
They're a burdened fan.
Yes,
base. Right. Like, as they are with the Redskins and with the Nationals as well.
And you don't have to drink to have fun, but sometimes it takes the edge
Oscar
off.
Said that, by the way, Oscar. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I remember the last game I went to. There was a guy who was coming in and out of consciousness, but no matter what, he was banging his Capitals provided cowbell on the ground, even when his eyes were shut.
Well, if you want to take now, first of all, they're going back to Pittsburgh, and I think they
what
got
do you
one.
Think, what is the series at?
Tied,
it's
isn't
2-2.
It?
They tied it last night, and it was raucous. I think they'll get one more in Nashville, I believe, on Sunday. So check it out if you want to check out the Game 6 that'll be coming on Sunday. You'll want to check out Nashville and see how they respond to it because it's an awful lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, watch this fan base. It's just throwing caution to the wind and having a great old party. And salute to the people of Nashville, Tennessee,
yes.
Enjoying their run like no city I've ever seen. And it is fun to watch as a sports fan. And,
Take notes, D.C.
They flew in Gary Bettman, commissioner of the NHL, flew in Charles Barkley because he happens to be a hockey fan as
right.
well. Barkley comes on the intermission show and says, well, that's better than the NBA playoffs right now.
Yeah. It's getting blown out.
That man tells it like it is, like nobody's business.
Great.
It's fantastic. Good luck to the Smashville Predators, and we'll take a break. When we come back, something I've been wanting to get to in the Spiewak household.
Thank you.
Nocturnal sleepwalk puking.
Ooh.
Yes, in the tub, mind you. I have no idea what happened, but it happened under Rob's roof, and he's got the details when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. It's Mike O'Mara's personal assistant, Jennifer, with a reminder to listen to him every night at 7 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave. Your beach station. Fun, fun. I love to say the F word. Don't forget the Mike O'Mara Show on 97.1 The Wave. Bye-bye.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Lyft. Everybody needs a little extra money once in a while, and this is a really cool way to add to your bank account. Lyft is the best way to get from here to there. We know that. We all use Lyft. But it's also the best ride-sharing app to drive for, and they are looking for drivers. And if you are looking for an opportunity to enhance your income, with Lyft, you can pick your own hours. You can work when you want. and they make driving the best job in the world. I've had some great conversations with Lyft drivers. They get great people,
yeah,
and you can be part of the fun. Lyft offers in-app tipping. When you drive for Lyft, you keep 100% of the tips. Drivers have been paid over $150 million in tips since the feature was introduced. It's a great company. Express Pay lets drivers get paid almost instantly instead of waiting for weeks. This is a no-brainer for somebody that's got the time and got the availability and you want to make extra money. Lyft has even taken the guesswork out of pickups, the new AMP device. They use color coding and they help passengers.
Saw one this morning on the
drivers.
Way into work. There is a Lyft car waiting in front of the drugstore.
That's perfect.
Lit up in orange. And it's so easy to spot.
I can't stress enough the idea that you have an opportunity to work for such a solid company with a good company culture compared to other companies out there, Mike.
Yep.
Solid company culture.
Yep,
you can
absolutely.
Do it, make some side cash, why not?
Yeah.
And by the way, pay no attention to those stories about that other company.
Hey.
So join the ride-sharing company that believes in treating its people better. Go to Lyft.com/TMOS today, and you can get a $500 new driver bonus. This
nice.
Is great. This is the new economy. It's what they're part of, and I'm all for it. That's Lyft.com/TMOS. Lyft.com/TMOS. Remember, include the TMOS so they know that it's coming from us. They like us. We want them to like us more. Limited time only. Terms apply. About a week ago, as I was coming out of anesthesia and trying to come in here and limp in here and do a bitchy little show, which I did for the first couple of days.
Right.
Know thyself. I knew the kind of mind frame that I was in. I was hurting and still am to a certain extent, but getting better every day. On social media, I see the Carrie Spiewak posts that Robert III came into her room, in the morning?
First thing in the morning.
And said that he had sleepwalked and vomited in the bathtub.
Well, the roots in this are actually
really
in the fact that it's the end of the school year.
How old is he now, by the way?
14.
Okay.
And his sister's 16. And
his sister is...
very smart. She lettered academically this year.
Nice. Did she really?
Yeah.
Oh, she's solid. A smart. Mm-hmm. She's a smarty. She's
and Robert is so strong. And you know what? You were not here for the announcement, I don't think. Julia made it into her technical school for graphic communications.
That's very, very exciting.
I could not be any happier for her.
Way to go, Julia. Well done.
Not easy to get into that. Meanwhile,
how many years on the outside do you figure she'll be supporting you?
Oh, gosh. I'm hoping that by her
within
junior year.
Within the 20?
Oh, junior year of college. I'm hoping.
Job,
I'm hoping.
Julia.
Meanwhile, her brother's throwing up. So here's the deal, is that all the organized testing, the SOL tests, are done at school.
Yes.
And because Loudoun County teaches to the test, which
By
hate,
the way, that's the S out of luck test.
That's where Robert excels.
Right. You are SOL.
The standard of learning test. They teach to the test. That's why they get all the funding. And that's why a lot of kids can, recite exactly what you need to know about history, but they don't know grammar. Because that's how they teach in Loudoun County. But they're done teaching for the test. So now nobody has anything to do ever. They go to school and they look at each other. There's a lot of films, a lot of movies.
You're talking not the overall education process. You're talking about the specific school year.
Exactly.
Right?
At the end of the year, they're done. And also because Wade did not give them 14 snow days this year, they've got a lot. They've got a lot of extra time to burn.
How many days are left?
I think they're out in just a little more than 2 weeks.
All right.
Or maybe even less.
That's
a long time.
It's a lot of time to burn. So they go, they do everything. If there's any homework to do, the homework's done at school. So by the time they get home, they just got stuff to, goof around. So Robert and his friends have taken to walking to Target because Target is their hangout. Okay. I guess when I was little, we would walk to 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
But Target.
How far is,
Target? Three-quarters of a mile.
Oh,
not
that's
far.
A good workout.
And so what's great is Carrie now has found
when
out.
When I was a child, I would walk to the blacksmith shop.
Yes.
The smithy. They go to see the smithy.
I just made an elderly joke about myself. I just made a buzz joke about me.
I.
Thank you.
Where would you walk?
We would walk
when you
down
could.
To... we would really walk down and see the garrison for the Confederacy. It's funny. I lived in New England. It would have been the Union.
That's right.
The Union.
That's right.
Sorry about that.
So, and now Carrie found out that the people of Target know Robert by name and them.
No.
Oh, because, he's a target rat.
Yeah, he's a target rat with all his friends.
That's like a mall rat, Rob. That's not good.
I know. But
it's like nothing good can happen. You got to get the kid more activities.
Going to get touched for the drugs.
Well, he does play a lot of basketball. If he's not at Target, he's at the court.
Where does he play the basketball? Like
at Target.
In the toy section?
No. We have a community court in our neighborhood. And
does he shoot hoops and get sprites at Target? Is that what his story is?
I think what he'll go is he'll probably get like whatever their knockoff Slurpee is.
Oh, gotcha.
But he hangs out with Rohan and Adnan and all of his friends from all around the world.
Crew. Yeah. International.
The Mystery International crew.
I don't. We haven't even gotten to the puking part yet, but I have to ask, is there a level of concern? I worry about my son, even at this age, down here,
right,
where I'm not going to overschedule him, but I want to keep him like, I really want to keep his ass busy because I just don't like.
Got to socialize them, Mike. Though
it would terrify me if he was going out hanging out at Target.
No, we do time code him. See, I'm going to Target. Okay, back by 5. And actually, he lost his phone for a couple weeks ago because he did not adhere to time codes.
Ooh.
So right, I mean, we're keeping him
out of a given 2-week period,
right?
How many visits to Target do you think there would be?
I would say every 2.5 days.
Oh, God.
So not every other day, but not every third day.
Okay.
Every 2.5 days.
Got it.
And so one of the things he does is he makes a little money by helping Carrie out with some of her stuff. And if he doesn't like what we're making for dinner, he will get his own dinner at Target. He will buy something and bring it home.
Oh.
So I believe the other night it was...
The choices are legendary.
So I believe
it's
the other
pizza
day...
pizza or a donut, right?
The other day we were having, I believe, salmon and rice. Do love salmon.
Ooh,
on the grill.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
The kids don't like it.
They don't like it. And he says, Mom, I'm going to Target. And she
said...
Did
you bitch about it as well?
Squirrel somebody or your son pick you up something?
I walked to 5 Guys. So, no, actually the salmon was my choice. And so Robert said, I'm going to Target and I'm getting something I like for dinner. I said, your money, have at it. And he comes home, mini corn dogs.
Okay, so he's not going for that like little cafe at the front of the store or whatever.
No, sometimes he goes to shop. Sometimes he goes to shop. That's right.
Oh, okay.
But sometimes he hits the cafe, I'm sure.
Before we move any further,
yes.
What of the idea of telling your kid you're eating the salmon and rice?
What do you mean?
Like... If
Oscar's going with the corporal punishment.
Method, no, not corporal punishment.
Not the corporal punishment.
Your parents made dinner.
Bolivian,
you sit down and eat.
Bolivian iron fist.
Come callado. Shut up and eat.
All right. Tell you what, you're welcome to come over to my house anytime and enforce that.
I'm just saying.
I know, you're just saying. And never do anything about it. Bedtime, too selfish to ever have a child.
Bedtime.
Never going to get married.
Kind of the core of like childhood discipline.
You're yelling at me about all the things you've done, and you're so unhappy.
How do you mean?
You're not happy being married. You're not happy with your kids. Why would I jump myself into that world?
I've actually made myself quite happy.
This is getting really awkward.
It's always awkward. It's the Mike O'Mara show. How could it be any other discussion?
It's the right thing to do.
The thread was like, somebody mentioned persecution in the thread. It's like, excuse me. Yes, we are all persecuted. All three of us. Okay. There are days that it happens. Rob happens to be persecuted a little more.
That happens.
Just the nature of the
but
job.
But you know
that's
what? After 21 straight years of persecution, 25 if you count the dating, it's not so bad.
I just can't imagine telling
it's
my mom.
It's not worth getting a marriage replacement both sides.
I'm not going to eat that. I'm going to Target.
By the way, hold on. Let me make a little note.
I get the beat down.
Note to self, ask Rob about home life at least once per week. Thank you. Okay.
Oh, it's dandy right now.
Okay, so
he makes his corn dogs. He makes his mini corn dogs, and it's easy. He knows how to...
That's horrible food for him.
But you know, what are you going to do? If he wants to do it...
You're going
to
be a parent! You got to tell him no!
You choose your battles, ass. All right. The boy's at school licking pavement. I think corn dogs are okay.
He's earned those corn dogs.
He eats corn dogs.
Right.
Okay, so this is before the
this is
infamous
at dinner time. Right. And right. And what's great is he cooks them in the oven, he puts a sheet of foil on the cookie sheet, so there's not even any dishes to do. The boy cleans up after himself. Mm. What's not to like? That
can
is actually
you,
that's
can
a parental
I, can
win.
I just interject
parental
with the parenting
win. Yes.
At three that I do.
Yes.
Mrs. O'Mara goes out to the dollar store and gets the little guy a dollar police set. It's got the little police gun, which I didn't like. It's got the police badge, little police walkie-talkie. It's all plastic. It's a dollar for the. It's super cheap. So last night around bedtime, he's
family dollar
to say,
fake
I don't
policeman.
Want to go to bed. I don't want to go. And he starts point and he points the little gun, which I hate.
Oh he's no!
The gun at everybody all day. I said, and our thing is, if you don't do what we say, we're going to get rid of the toy.
Okay.
And he points the gun at his mother. Said, "That's one. Do not do that. It's we're going to read you books, and it's time for bed. You got to get ready for bed." He clicks the gun at mommy. Then he shoots the gun at daddy. Then he throws the gun. I said, "Now you threw the gun. We're going to throw that gun away." Then he went like this, and he went bam, and he like hits mommy on the arms, and daddy picks up the gun, takes it, and breaks it in
yes!
two.
Yes,
and
yes.
I said, "Throw that in the trash." And
well
I said, and he comes out. And I immediately, unfortunately, it's a painful experience because you feel you're doing the right thing. You're setting a tone where,
right,
you know, we warned you
structure.
That was going to happen. And he comes back out and he looks at me. This is what he said, 3 years old. He walks in, he goes, "Daddy, you ruined my day."
Oh.
And we had a great night and I read him seven books last night. I read him seven books last night.
I used to run around the neighborhood with a fake bazooka water gun. Like I was a rebel refugee.
Yeah. He got to keep his little dart gun that he
That's
brought
very
in earlier. But go ahead. I interrupted.
At three, I was lighting things on fire with lighter fluid.
Explains
it's
a lot.
Nice. So Robert has his corn dogs, plays some video games, heads off to bed. Next morning, I'm gone. Because I leave a little before 7 to come here. But right. He gets up at about 7:30 because I think his bus is 8:10. And he comes in to Carrie and wakes her and says, "Mom." And, of course, she's asleep. And yes.
What time was that she's asleep?
Quarter after 7. You know,
that's okay. It's still early.
Well, I mean, she'll up and make sure that they get out the door and then back to bed.
Well, I thought you said he came in at like 8:10 and woke her up.
No, it would be after 7.
After
8:10 is when his bus is.
Oh, got it. Okay, so he walks in the bedroom.
Mom, what? I think I threw up last night. Okay, what happened? He says, "I don't know. I don't remember it. But when I got to the bathroom this morning, there's vomit in the tub. Can you clean it up?"
Oh, God. What a morning.
Yeah.
Oh,
and God, she says, "Well, morning. What is it?" He says, "Mostly corn dogs, a lot of chunks."
Oh God!
So he ate them at such a fast rate that the chewing didn't destroy them, and they weren't in the stomach long enough for the acid to take care of them.
Oh God! Oh.
And she said,
"Does he sleepwalk normally?"
He has gotten up. What the most common thing is, like, he'll end up. Like, we'll see him curled in a blanket in the hallway. This hasn't happened in a while. Or he'll start up in his bed, and then when we wake up in the morning, he's on the couch downstairs.
Do you have that clip of the one time you told me
that
he was in the hallway and he was curled up in the middle of the night, and you actually brought some water over and you sprinkled some water? There was one time
I was
when
afraid.
He was asleep,
I was afraid that he was dehydrated.
This is a scary moment.
And that might have been what happened.
And he had a reaction to it because it scares you when your kid is in a weird position.
Actually,
and
you don't expect to see him there.
So Rob went over with like a little Dixie cup filled with water and threw it on his face to try to wake him up after he'd been sleepwalking.
It burns!
It's my son.
Thank you.
It's my son Robert.
Hey, isn't this like the second story of him puking?
Oh, he's a good puker. Oh,
okay, I just didn't know that's what kids do.
I was the champion puker. Yeah. I threw up everywhere.
Really?
When's statute of limitations as far as cleaning up your kids like stuff like that? He's about a year away from cleaning up yourself, right?
He's lucky he went to Carrie and not me. Because I wouldn't have
told him to clean it up himself?
I would have said, "Go get those chunks." But also, it was an easy cleanup.
Feed it to the
tub. Yeah, did he hit the tub? Did
he hit the tub
completely?
And so all you got to do is, you know.
Just rinse it out, right?
Well, Carrie said, "I flushed the chunks." I said, "Good idea."
Carrie, God, what a. See, there's a mommy right there.
Yeah. Yep.
There's a mommy right there. I would sit there for 5 hours.
Rinsing?
I would sit there with hot water for 5 hours and maybe like a spatula that I'd throw away. You know?
My hands
wouldn't get anywhere near that.
I could outlazy that. I would probably just turn hot water on the shower and shut the door and leave and let it run. Because you know what? With the exception of the meat, and probably the meat to a certain extent, everything else on a corn dog is going to dissolve.
Is there a world that Carrie could say, "Julia, help your brother"?
No.
Oh, no.
No.
There's no way. I know that. I had an older... my sister was older. No, not a chance.
No,
my sister
Hey, what age were you when your sister...
When I puked with Joey's concoction?
No. When your sister would make basic eye contact with you in day-to-day operations because they still don't talk.
Really?
Yeah, the big turning
Robert
point
tries.
Is, My sister was 7 years older than I was.
How
so
old,
the
I'm
fact
sorry?
Is, 7 years
She's
old.
She's like a mom, basically.
She wow,
went
that's
to,
really
she went
old.
To, she went to junior college, Colby Junior, and then she transferred to Syracuse University. And when she went, the first time she went away, we had a cat that got very sick, and my mom had to put the cat to sleep.
Oh,
and
no.
My mom had said to this is when it really turned yes. for my sister and I, because Kathy came back from Colby Junior College and we were sitting there at breakfast the next morning. And this is how nice a kid I was. I looked up. And it was the first thing I said because Kathy got in late when right. I was in bed that night back from college. And we woke up and said, good morning. And I said, Mom killed your cat. I'm a little bratty brother.
Yeah. Trolled your sister.
I think it was something. But, I think it was something like, "Mom killed your cat. You got a little fat when you went to college."
Oh God!
Oh, yeah, sorry.
But
yeah.
but eventually,
she got her revenge. I'm the fatter one.
Ah. But I do hold out hope that eventually Robert will stop sleep puking. And that eventually he and
it
his sister will
phase.
Speak. It could be a phase.
That blanket,
I had stopped puking by 14. However,
I didn't know
by
there was
the time
a phase
I got to 20, I was puking again. But that yes. was mostly booze-related.
Yes, booze-related
Yeah,
puking.
And so it comes yeah. in trends. Oh, I was known in every ice cream place in the D.C. area when
wow.
I was a little kid. Yeah,
oh,
Farrell's,
really?
Gifford's, all of
you
them.
Yacked.
I threw up everywhere.
Oh, man. I only threw up one Mr. Reardon's car when I went on the roundup after eating a raspberry snow cone.
He must have been so happy.
Oh, man. He had like one of these big LTDs. You know,
yeah.
So it's like, yeah. Thanks for taking us to Agawam and Riverside Park, Mr. Reardon. It was fun. We'll take a break and news you may not need coming up right around the corner, everybody, including a lovely little musical twist that I think everybody can play along with right here on the Mike O'Bara Show. We'll be right back.
It's Tony and Gary.
Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, it's me, it's me, it's Tony P.
It's me, it's me, it's Gary S.
And on this week's episode, the most overrated movies of all time, at least in our opinion.
It's got nothing to do with overrated podcasts.
Also, I'm going to bring you some surprising new music that I think you're going to love.
And it's the last thing I would expect from a black guy.
And Gary goes to a concert with a bunch of lesbians.
You bury the lead.
Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Sounds interesting. Here he goes to a
Gary.
Concert. Hi, do you like the company of women? Welcome back to the Mike O'Bara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. If you're even thinking about buying a house, listen to this. We got some great neighbors on Wisconsin Avenue in Washington, D.C. It's a company called Cornerstone First Financial. These are great folks. There's nothing quite like having people that participate in your business yeah. when you're participating in their business. And we are delighted to have them as advertisers. And Cornerstone First Financial will be able to get you through the financing process quickly and easily. And they can do it at the best rate possible. Thanks to current rates, right now is a great time to buy. But what if you're not sure? Well, let me tell you what they'll do at Cornerstone First Financial. They'll be able to tell you when you're ready to buy. And once you're ready, they're going to get you there, and they'll get you there fast. That is the name of the game, especially when you're getting a new home. Not only are the guys at Cornerstone the best at getting you financed, they're also our office mates here at the TMOS studios. They handled Oscar's mortgage, and they treated him like a king, even though he was moving into a prince house.
Yes. Mike, I'll say this, that I was in the middle of business school. I was just gotten engaged, and I said, there's no way I can make this work. Cornerstone First Financial made sure that they gave me that white glove service to say, I can do it, and they made sure I did.
Good people at Cornerstone First Financial. Call them at 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS. Once again, that number is 202-625-1221. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and my great state of Florida,
Yay!
Ladies and gentlemen. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention. That's right. They give it to you. Personal attention from application to closing, ladies and gentlemen.
News.
Tater.
After 6 years, ESPN is bringing Hank Williams Jr.
Obama!
Are you ready for some football? They're bringing that song back to Monday Night Football. ESPN and Hank parted ways back in 2011 after Hank compared then-President Obama, to Hitler. Initially, Hank claimed that he'd quit before he could be fired. But he later said that ESPN did him a favor by letting him go
Obama.
Because he sold $200,000 in T-shirts in the year after being fired.
Obama!
In any event, ESPN said, quote, Hank Williams Jr. fans told us they missed his theme song, so we're excited to bring this popular segment back to ESPN for the 2017 NFL season with some new twists. I don't care what your politics are.
Obama!
I'm glad to see old Hank Jr. back.
Yeah!
By the way,
I think it's going to really help re-energize the sport of football.
By the way, if you ever take a look, look at Hank Williams Jr. closely. I was a country DJ, and I don't think a lot of people know the backstory of Hank Williams Jr. He basically fell down the side of a mountain and came about this close to death.
Is that what happened?
Yep, tore his face off.
Oh my God!
His face off. When you see Hank Williams Jr. and you see that kind of beard that he's got,
yeah,
and the sunglasses and the low hat, he is. He had a horribly disfiguring.
My God.
Accident and almost lost his life, and he blamed after that. They said, "Well, how did you fall?"
Obama.
That's what he said. The theme is based on his song. All my rowdy friends are coming over tonight. I played a lot of Hank Williams Jr. when I was on.
Is
my
he 70
country
yet?
Station.
You got to be not, 70.
Got to be easily. Yeah. We'll see him on Monday Night Football.
I like the song.
Yeah, I do too. I look forward to that. HBO is not cool with Bill Maher dropping the N-word on Real Time last week, but apparently his show isn't in danger. There's no indication that any sort of punishment is coming. In fact, HBO says there will be a new episode on Friday as planned. Well, it won't be totally as planned because Senator Al Franken was supposed to be a guest, but he's bailing because of the controversy. Can't blame him for that. In a statement, he said, quote, what Bill Maher has said was inappropriate and offensive. Interestingly enough, just a few days ago, Franken also had to cancel a gig with Kathy Griffin over the controversy.
Oh my
Let
God.
Me give you my two cents on this, okay?
He can pick some spots.
Oh, yeah, go book
Bill
him here.
Maher, I don't think anybody can say that what Bill Maher said was appropriate. It was inappropriate. He's not the guy to say that. But I always measure my racial sensitivity scale by how I think an individual would behave in real life when someone was, say, in a practical situation. I kind of look at it that way because
okay.
I think there's a joke reality and then there's a reality. And the fact is that Bill Maher is someone who I think has been very, very sensitive to racial harmony in the United States, and that is his track record. Is this an inappropriate comment? It's a terrible comment. He shouldn't have said it. But if you weigh that against Bill Maher's stance on issues concerning the African-American community, doesn't excuse it, but I'm just telling you that
His track record
of real policy and what he fights for and what he talks for, you know, what he supports, I think that has to be factored into a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still, without these, you know, Bill, just because you date African-American women doesn't give you license to use that word
I think
it was terrible.
That you're absolutely right, Mike, but I also think the idea that this issue is becoming almost a zero tolerance policy is a step in the right direction.
I think so.
Yeah.
It's just the reality we live in, and you know, it's an ugly word with an ugly history, and I'd love it if it was banished from everybody's vocabulary.
Here.
Neil Schon is the guitarist, right? Did I pronounce that correctly?
I think so.
Schon or Schon?
I think it's Schon.
He's the guitarist who co-founded Journey in the early 70s. Jonathan Cain has been the keyboardist since 1980. He's a side career doing faith-based music. He's also married to Paula White Cain, a minister who delivered the invocation at Trump's inauguration. It's safe to say they're on the Trump train.
Right.
And it's safe to say Neil isn't. So now, just months after they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame together, it's becoming a problem.
Oh.
Neil posted this on Instagram, quote, I want to be elevated by whom I play with, not feel like I've got cement shoes.
Oh.
If anyone is unhappy they are not running my band, then they should leave. God has bigger plans. He later added, quote, I've stated how I felt about mixing religion and politics and how our music is not one of religion, Democrat or Republican. This is and has been an issue with myself, Mr. Cain, and his wife. Well, frankly, I'm tired of having to defend all by myself. This is Neil Schon, and he was digging co-founding member Ross Valerie, said he's no help about this. So there's a big feud with Journey.
What about
that
Filipino guy?
Oh, the guy that sounds like Stephen Perry?
Yes.
Yeah, well, he can't vote.
He can't weigh in?
No.
He's not a voting member.
He's
hasn't
not
been
a citizen.
There long enough.
Yeah.
Probably the way they
and
did that.
I think, Mike, you and I, since we're a little older than Oscar, we need to remind everybody of one very important fact. Even when Journey was popular, they weren't as good as you think they were.
Thank you
so
very much.
So don't worry about it.
Amen. Thrillist.com posted a list of a bunch of U.S. cities people mispronounce all the time. This is appropriate for when we were syndicated across the country. I learned some of these on the fly. Mm-hmm. Let's go from, I'll give you the top eight, okay?
Okay.
The place in Kentucky that has the bluegrass.
Louisville. Where,
how would you say it?
Louisville.
That's incorrect. It's Louisville.
Louisville.
You don't say, you said, let me hear it again, Rob.
Louisville.
Louisville is correct. A lot of people say Louisville. You don't say Louisville. There's no hard E.
You said Louisville,
almost sounds
right?
like it's too slow. So you
never
said
changed
it, right?
It's Louisville is wrong.
We learned this one when we got the affiliate out there, Spokane.
Right.
A lot of people say Spokane. I did at the beginning. I was trained. Hi, Dirk Vastrick.
It's Spokane.
Spokane, Washington. Here's one that Rob's wife grew up down there. Norfolk.
Yeah, Norfolk.
Norfolk.
Yeah. Norfolk. It doesn't actually rhyme with the word folk. It's Norfolk or Norfolk if you want to sound like you're from Virginia.
Norfolk. We don't fight nor drink nor f***.
Excuse me?
All right.
What was that?
That's the motto down
that's
there.
That's going to be a very subtle beep.
We're going to have to put a really small beep on that.
Okay, there's a little town with Kiss in it that's right next to Orlando where people rent houses for Disney World. You pronounced it incorrectly. It's Kissimmee. It's Kissimmee.
I hate this.
Some people put the emphasis on the first. What's that, Pony?
I hate this. When places are pronounced differently than they're spelled, just figure it out.
Yeah.
Just spell it.
All right.
How about this? Make it easy if you want people to come visit you and stay next to Disney World.
Kissimmee, Florida. Okay, here's one I've screwed up probably a lot. I've said Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania for many, many moons, and it's Wilkes-Barre, B-E-R-R-E.
They make a great pie.
Yeah, this,
no why.
The second half is spelled B-A-R-R-E, so a lot of people say Wilkes-Barre, but it's Wilkes-Barre.
Wilkes-Barre.
Yeah. Here we go. Helena, Montana. A lot of people say Helena, but it's Helena.
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 Helena. And here we go. Lafayette, Louisiana. And
you don't
lot of
say,
people
Lafayette?
Say
Lafayette?
A lot of
right?
people say Lafayette, and it's spelled Lafayette. Like that, Lafayette. But it's Lafayette.
Lafayette,
Louisiana.
Lafayette!
And here's the last one. Boise, Idaho. It's pronounced Boise, not Boise.
Oh, I definitely say Boise.
With a Z in it.
I thought right? it was
Boise State.
Idaho.
Thank you. That is not correct. Thank you very much. What is the best beer in the world? More than 10,000 people voted online, and the 10 most popular beers in the U.S. did not do well.
What?
The only two that made the top 100 were Budweiser at 69 and Coors Light at 71. Mm. Here are the top 10. The first one, I will tell you, I'm not familiar with. It's called St. Bernardus. ABT 12.
I have not had that.
Oh, it sounds like it would kill you. Does it have a 12% alcohol content?
Sounds like it needs a
10%, Rob Spiewak. Dark beer from Belgium
10%?
That is 10% alcohol.
That's wine.
Oh, my God.
By the way, making a big trip north in a couple of weeks and can't wait to see my good friend, that smiling Irish bastard.
He'll smile when he sees you.
Oh, my. Yes. Only two of them. Daddy's done for the night. Going to bed. Number nine, Chimay Blue. Anyone?
I've anybody heard that.
Yes. Yeah, I've heard
Blue?
That. Yeah,
it's a Trappist ale.
Number eight is actually where I get my friend requests on Facebook from, Hogarden.
Hogarden's solid, Mike.
You've tried Hogarden,
absolutely,
Oscar Santana?
Absolutely. All right, very popular. Right?
Rob's going to hate it. Number seven, coming in at number seven, Heineken, ladies and gentlemen.
Too there sweet. Tastes like honey.
Heineken. Number six is Sierra Nevada Pale Ale.
Yeah, that's a staple.
Yeah, and a
good
runner.
By the way,
yeah.
Correct pronunciation, that should be Sierra Nevada Pale Ale.
You're right.
Sierra.
Number Nevada. Five, Blue Moon.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
saw
yeah, you
me
know,
standing
commercial.
Alone.
Newcastle is number four, Newcastle Brown Ale.
Yeah, Newcastle solid.
Yeah.
Hey, here's a second time on the top 10 list. Number three is Chimay White from Belgium.
Ooh. That is an excellent. Ooh, yeah. And that's Trappist, right, Mom?
Yeah, yeah.
I've had
Chimay
that.
Is all Trappist.
That is a really nice
Ooh,
beer.
I'd like to try that. Number two, this is a Rob Spiewak fallback beer, Stella Artois. Ooh.
That's right. When they don't have Becks, go for Stella.
Here's a warning, though, with Stella Artois, you got to be careful. People don't realize this is a side effect. You might actually blow out your ACL if you drink Stella Artois.
Has to do.
That.
I think it has to do with the hops, doesn't it? Yeah.
It's hoppy, and it blows the ACL out.
Sure.
I got a cadaver ACL in my leg right now based on that hoppiness of Stella Artois. And ladies and gentlemen, I give you the number one beer on the list, and I am in 100% support of this.
Okay.
I give you Guinness, ladies and gentlemen.
Nice.
Yes. Guinness.
Good beer.
Owned by
in
who
many,
these days?
many different forms. It's fantastic. No Bex on there, Rob. I'm very, very sorry.
Still my favorite. I guess I'm an idiot.
Bex and now a little something,
Bex,
something.
Just briefly, is Bex beer ahead. Like the RC Cola of our decade? Like Bex, because I don't see Bex beer. Like when I go to the store, it's not front and center anymore.
No, it is not. I'm not sure what their market share is, but still hanging in there. But I think they've always been kind of the the runner up.
They've never really excelled. But you know what it is? It's like Stella, but it's a little more bitter. I like the bitter palate on it.
Now a little something something. There's a 43-year-old guy named Ronald Doobie Jr. He's been wanted in New Hampshire on an outstanding warrant for failing to register as a sex offender, and he was featured as the U.S. Marshal's Fugitive of the Week last week.
Hey!
Oh, no.
I think he wins a crock pot.
Now, you'd think with that extra pub he'd lay low, but no, he did the opposite. On Saturday night, he went to a bar in North Chelmsford, Massachusetts, and entered the karaoke contest.
No.
Oh, no.
Someone in the bar recognized him and called the cops, and he was arrested. There's no word on what song he sang. I comprised my list. I Want Your Sex.
No.
Might have been on that one. I Touch Myself. That would be your sex offender song. Sweet Caroline. You know.
Oh, yeah,
it's
always.
Like hands.
Yeah,
touching hands. Touching you. Sexual Healing, Marvin Gaye.
Ah, that's a good one.
Sexy song.
Raspberry Beret.
Oh, yeah, because of the undermeaning.
Good times.
And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, the number one song sung by Ronald Doobie Jr., the sex offender from New Hampshire, Turning Japanese. Oh. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate it. I'm here all week. I did that. Did my show prep at 5 a.m. today.
The criminals for a reason, Mike.
Criminals for a reason.
Criminally talented.
Come back with Rob's little sounds, homegrown sounds that he grew up right in the puke tub. We'll take a break and come right back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
There's lots to celebrate this week on OmeraCast, such as the return of Mike O'Mara. Rob and Joe celebrate a special listener.
And the interns celebrate by taking over the bonus show.
Celebrating with Marcus Serta this week is Rosley Rutherford, a proud VCU alum. If you'd like to celebrate on an upcoming show,
send us a line at facebook.com/OmeraCast.
OmeraCast. Download it today on iTunes or at MikeOmeraShow.com.
Thank you very much. I love that voice. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Vista Print, the place for any custom product, whatever you need, postcards, banners, flyers, apparel. I want to remind you, you can send your Vista Print business card to Rob Spiewak at Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007, and you can get an advantage that no one else has by getting 500 business cards for $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. That's 500 cards for under $10, and you've been doing a great job of sending your business cards to Mr. Rob Spiewak, and we appreciate it.
This card is not only beautiful, it's smart because it's not really a business card. What it is, it's a promo card for a book that one of our listeners wrote.
Ah.
The book is called The Spiral Path. It's by Lisa Pate Spindler, and the Chimerians were born of two worlds but found a home in neither. It's a sci-fi book.
Ooh.
And it's got a beautiful custom front, and on the back, the QR card, so she can hand that to anyone.
Code,
and they can scan it and buy the book.
Very cool.
So thank you for sending that in, Lisa.
It's easy to make your own design or use awesome templates, 100% user-friendly. We've all made our cards at VistaPrint. Pony, how are we doing?
They're coming along. We're going to get them for you today.
We actually just talked about it yesterday.
I'm so excited.
We're actually, we have two options, Mike. One card that's shaped like a hip, and then the other card that's shaped like two hips.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Oscar.
Good choice.
Yes.
It's delightful. Remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you'll get 500 business cards for
$9.99.
That's up to a 50% savings. Just visit Vistaprint.com. Be like all of us. Create your custom card and use promo code TMOS at checkout. The quality is great. They're easy to customize, and you can't beat the deal. 500 business cards for $9.99. Remember, go to Vistaprint.com. Use TMOS. Don't wait. Order today. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for a Tuesday, a June 6th D-Day, ladies and gentlemen, the anniversary of D-Day. A salute to the greatest generation. Amen, brother.
This I found so fascinating and odd. I think you could describe Ted Turner in a lot of ways, but eccentric would always be at the top of the list, right?
Amen. Absolutely.
When he launched CNN in June of 1980, he did an interview. He said, we're going to go on air on June 1st, and we're going to stay on until the end of the world. That was his quote. And he went on to further say, and when that time comes,
to see it.
It's true. When that time comes, we're going to cover it and play Nearer My God to Thee and sign off, which I think a lot of people thought was a joke. But there's That's this funny. Intern, a former intern at CNN. His name is Mike Balaban, and he works at the Jalopnik blog. When he was interning at CNN in 2009, he found the video. He actually found the video that was labeled Turner Doomsday Video HFR Until the End of the World Confirmed. HFR awesome. Means hold for release. It's a VHS tape. That's how old this is. And it is an army band playing Nearer My God to Thee. A single camera shoot in front of Ted Turner's mansion in Atlanta.
Preparing for the end of the world.
And they have the tape ready. Hold for release until Doomsday confirmed.
Oh, my God.
You're going to have to upscale that thing.
Yeah. It's a little scary.
For it HD. Is. But that was, I guess they say that the wisest businessmen always have a plan.
Yeah, Bonneville, the radio company, has something similar at the end of the world. You play this.
Really?
Yes.
CBS had a plan for the end of the world. They flipped to sports.
they spun the company out.
Anyway, so that is... I'm not so sure that's still part of the plan, because I think Ted doesn't have day-to-day with CNN anymore.
No.
But that was the plan when they launched in
1980. To be fair, it doesn't matter if he has day-to-day. If the company was established with those covenants,
I suppose
that covenant would have to be pulled within the new ownership to say, no, we're not going to do that.
Well,
I am so uncomfortable with this discussion. I don't know why.
Why?
Because I'm scared out of my mind.
Yeah.
Survived surgery. You're bulletproof.
Right. But I watched the pundits, and the only thing I can't handle, the only time I turn it off now is when they start going down the whole unstable thing.
All right, let me cheer you up.
Just briefly, let me just tell Mike.
All right,
there's an
ruin
ad,
his day.
There was an ad in TV, in one of these TV and radio trades for television jobs and radio jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I peruse once in a while because I like to see how horrible this industry is.
Right.
But in D.C., there is an actual ad that says, can you talk in front of a camera? They're just looking for pundits to talk and argue both sides. They're hiring haircuts.
I know.
To talk both
haircuts.
Sides.
Mm-hmm.
Half of these people don't even have a background to talk
it's
about.
It's scary. It's just scary.
That's what
it's
I'm saying. When you watch these guys, Mike, I want you to keep in mind that they're all carnies.
Right.
Please.
That's what they're disc jockeys. That's it. So let's focus on something a little more uplifting. The show The Bachelorette.
Yes.
Blake really went at it with Lucas last night. The argument was over 2 minutes long, but I'd like to bring you the highlights.
It's nuts.
I want to bring you the highlights of the argument. Here was Blake's key point.
Waka waka. Fart joke.
And then Lucas said. So that's what's winning on ABC.
I'm enjoying this season.
You like it?
I am
decline
enjoying
and fall
it.
Of the Roman Empire, ladies and
That's
gentlemen.
That's right. Here's Oscar.
Waka waka, fart joke.
And then Shannon says.
Shannon doesn't watch
By the
it
way, you know, speaking of lowbrow, because we haven't really gone lowbrow. In fact, I hate being identified as, that's the show that does the fart sounds. But we have done fart sounds throughout my career.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, my son got from another product my son got from the dollar store yesterday was slime.
Yes, where you can make the fart noises with it.
And when you put it back into the little tube it's in, I may be doing a live recording session. So be ready for that tomorrow.
Ooh. Outstanding. The only sound I can offer that with, Mike, is the kitten. This is on our Facebook wall, if you'd like to take a look at it. The kitten that will not release the piece of steak. Let me play it just isolated. I just like the cat noise. Because he's trying to get the steak away from the cat.
Sounds like Frankie.
There is a movie on demand. It's called Life with Ryan Reynolds. If you buy it, be prepared to be terrified.
Why?
And should rent it. Because there's a little creature that's as cute as that. That may not be as cute as that.
Oh, speaking of little creatures, the Gremlins thing?
Oh,
yeah.
Tomorrow, can we get an update on your little creature? Or is
absolutely.
There any update?
I had an encounter with Winston just yesterday.
Very good.
Outstanding.
We'll get a Winston the cat update tomorrow.
Two more. Me naked.
Real quick, you were one. You hate that.
I hate that.
Two more. You, Mike, remember when you called me last night and you said, Rob, what does it sound like when 100 people sing any 100 notes and we play them all at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm on it. So I went to YouTube.
Get me that stat.
This is the sound of 100 people singing any note at the same time.
La, la,
2001 A Space Odyssey.
Sounds like it. And the best thing about it, in America, that was trending yesterday.
Can you send me that to make it my ringtone to wake up?
Of course, I will. And let us close with this. I love when Jimmy Kimmel spotlights a great news clip. This is Jimmy Kimmel spotlighting LeBron versus maybe the dumbest reporter covering the NBA today.
Dumb questions to LeBron James. Last night after the game, a reporter asked LeBron if he thinks the Cavaliers, keep in mind they're down 2-0. It's a best of seven series. He asked if they now have to win on their home court.
LeBron, you suppose it's a case where you guys can defend home court at this point?
Well, I mean, are you a smart guy? I think so, right? So if we don't defend home court, what happens? I'm asking you.
Well, yeah. You guys can defend.
All right. So that answers your question.
That's not anybody into a press room sometimes.
So great, though. Can you say, are you a smart guy? That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
That's it, people. Let me turn that down, or I'm not going to be able to talk over it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with the two B's at MikeOmeraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thanks for listening, and remember, tomorrow is Wide Open Wednesday. Get on the line about 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. So now, go to peace.
Waka waka, fart joke.
Yeah, speak for yourself.
Okay.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.